This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. President Trump spoke before the United Nations today, using the 45-minute speech to herald his administration's accomplishments and to point fingers at some longtime bad actors, as he would call them, including China, who he said had a bevy of international transgressions, particularly in the realm of intellectual property theft, citing the plight of one American company, Micron.
A company owned by the Chinese state allegedly stole Micron's designs, valued at up to $8.7 billion. Soon, the Chinese company obtains patents for nearly an identical product, and Micron was banned from selling its own goods in China.
Imploring China's President Xi Jinping, whom he called a great leader, to restrain any anticipated response to the situation in Hong Kong, he moved on to another of his renegade culprits.
One of the greatest security threats facing peace-loving nations today is the repressive regime in Iran.
He set forth a vision for that country, whether its leaders abide by it or not.
Iran's citizens deserve a government that cares about reducing poverty, ending corruption, and increasing jobs, not stealing their money to fund and massacre abroad and at home.
In a joint statement that was issued yesterday, Britain, France, and Germany declared that Iran is responsible for recent attacks on Saudi oil facilities. It joined the U.S., which has instituted new economic sanctions against Iran. The families of more than 300 people killed in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes are eligible for compensation from the airline. Boeing set up a $50 million fund to compensate the families of those who died in the crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. This is VOA News.